Yep.
Hello.
All right,
All
we
right,
back.
James, we back. Okay, here we go.
Loud and clear.
Let's lock
Okay.
loud.
All right.
All right.
So I listened to your podcast on white supremacy, and I just had several questions. Okay,
All
you
right,
made
no
a
problem.
statement. Yeah, you made a statement. There's no black supremacy because white supremacy and black supremacy cannot occupy the same space. First
Right.
off, do you equate this to white privilege? And do you feel there's things such something called black privilege as well? Does that exist?
Okay. All right. Let me first off by saying, when you say privilege, can you define privilege for me, the word privilege?
Because of my status, I get something that someone of my status does not get. So, say if I'm Caucasian, I might get this job that minority might not get, or I might not get a speeding ticket. Do you feel that
Right.
exists in black people or other minorities as well?
Not necessarily. I think that from what you're asking, I definitely think those are type of experiences. But I would have to say initially, when you're saying privilege, I stay away from using the word privilege. And so instead of using the word privilege, I use the word power. Because
Okay.
in the context of what we're talking about, that's what it's really about. It's really not privilege, is just a nice way of saying power without you feeling some type of way. So the term white privilege was created by white people to talk about white power in front of you without you being offended by it. And then really, and this is because what is real privilege without power? So I stay away from using the word privilege altogether and use the word power. And as a victim of white supremacy and understanding words and how powerful words are, I could see and understand that there's a game going on here. So what happens is, if you see somebody who says that, yes, I have white privilege and I accept that I have white privilege, the non-white person will sit there and agree with them, like, wow, you're right. You know what? I'm glad that they accept their white privilege. But they're really saying white power. Now, imagine if that same white person says, I have white power and I accept that I have white power. You wouldn't be nodding your head like, yeah, an agreement, like, I'm glad that you accept that you have white power, because that's ultimately what it is. So I stay away from the word privilege and power and use the word instead of power. And as it relates to white privilege, they're really talking about white power, if that
Okay.
makes sense. So
Okay. Yeah,
the other
that
part of
makes
your,
sense.
so
So,
yeah, so the other part of your question is there black power? So can you have black power? No, you cannot have black power because there's only white power in existence, right?
okay. So, to follow up with that question, do you feel that power is only exclusive to white people and no one else?
I think that white power, or I would say that power in this context, is white people are the only one that have been able to exhibit a position of power right now. I'm not saying
Okay.
that nobody else can have it, but as it relates to reality, what has been presented, what I can put my hands on, what you can show examples of, what I can show examples of, what anyone, if you remember what I said, there's really no one that has not really experienced anything outside of white people not having power. So
Okay.
if you were to anyone that's alive right now, every single human being that's alive right now has been alive within the context of white supremacy, white people having power.
Okay,
So I'm not
I want
saying
to
that.
okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to make a comment to like what you said, and I just
Okay,
want
go
your
ahead.
feedback on it. But yeah, you sound like my boy. His name's Eric. You guys talk alike. He's from New York. You from that area?
Yeah, I'm from the Bronx. Yeah,
Okay, yeah,
yeah, Brooklyn,
he's from
New
out
York.
there. Yeah, I figured that East Coast accent. So what I was gonna say to that is, I slightly disagree with you on like the exclusiveness of the power. Like I feel that I agree with you on the part where in America, specifically white men have, power as far as money, privileges that we don't have. But I feel as black men, we have power as well. And by I mean that we have certain privileges that other people don't. So we have manpower, if you don't want to use the word privilege, because we have power that women don't have. So this power that you speak of is not only exclusive to white male men. When we're in our communities, say we're 80, not even 80%, 50 to 60% of the population, and we're the majority in the job market in our communities, or whether it be DC, Philly, New York, Atlanta, wherever. And if we're in that majority as black men at the job, and there's only two or three white people in the job, we have power that they don't have. You see what I'm saying? So I feel that the power we speak of, it depends on the location you're at, your level of education, or where you're at in life. But what I do agree with you overall that white people do have, more power than we do. But I also feel that we have to be careful to not, use that to victimize ourselves and empower them as well. You see what I'm saying? But like we're giving them power by saying that, oh, you have power over me. Like I would never say to another man that you're stronger than me. You see what I'm saying? But I do agree with you on that, overall.
I think that I think one thing what let's see, words are very important, and so and what I'm saying is very specific. So I never said that white people have power. I said very specifically that they're in a position of power. So being in a position of power does not really denote having intrinsic power. And so the example that you talked about being few white people or no white people, power in this context is in most is at most optimum when there is no white people around. Okay? So if you were to even say let that example, so that example, if you're at a job, and I'll get to the male part. If you're at a job and there's more black people there or more non-white people there than there are white people, the few white people there still have more power than those that are there. Why?
Yeah, how
Because
so?
in the, okay, because if there was anything to happen to these white people and they were to leave this job, their ability to access and get a better job and have a much more encroaching job than those black people ones there is a lot more better and is a lot more in position of power, more powerful than the black person being the only black person in all the white company. You see what I'm saying? And so what I'm trying to talk about is I had gave an example about the overseer. Did you catch that example when I talked about the overseer?
Nah, I didn't get that part.
So on the slave plantation, the white slave master would oftentimes get a black person as the overseer over the slaves. Now, did that mean that the white slave master did not own and control the plantation because you never saw him to do the day-to-day operations? And the person that was in charge in the position of authority at that time was a black person over black slaves? No. And so what I'm saying is, as it relates to white supremacy, it is at a state of refinement to where that there can be no white people in anywhere. You can't see not one lick of white person. But I assure you, just past that surface level or that next tier level, you will see that is owned, controlled, operated, and influenced by a white person and/or white people. So when we're talking about power, in the context of where we're at, and especially in this system, even though you may see a whole bunch of black folk, I assure you 100%, good brother, that there's a white person and/or white people who are in control, who are influencing them. There was another thing that you said about power as it relates to being a male. And I would have to ask you, Do you, as a non-white male, you are white. Are you white or non-white? You're non-white.
I'm biracial, half black, half white,
So,
but
so, so, so
my
here we go.
skin is brown.
Here's the question.
I'm African American.
Okay, but this
So
is the
when people
question. So,
see me, okay, go ahead.
it's either you're white or you're not white. That's all that it is. So, are you white?
Biologically, I'm part white, yeah.
Okay. So,
But
that means. Okay. So,
to
time out. How about
America,
I ask this? I ask this. I ask this. I ask this. All the white family members that you have, do they think that you're white?
well, here it's the way you're getting at is I view myself as African American or someone of color, so I
So
don't
that
walk
means
around
you're not white.
thinking I'm white.
No, no problem. No
So,
question. So that
okay,
you're
yeah,
not
go
okay.
ahead. Okay,
So
go ahead.
now let me ask. So I'll ask the question again. Are you white or are you non-white?
See, I look at myself as biracial. So
That's fine.
I've been asked that question a lot, but in the
Yeah.
perspective when I'm out like in public, I know that I'm
Okay.
black. People don't see me as a white man. I get that. So I understand that.
Okay.
So I'm
So
black. So
in the context of white supremacy in this
I'm
in
black.
part
I'm
of the
black. 100%, yeah.
Okay, so
Okay.
in the context of white supremacy,
My skin tone's the same colors.
all right. So now we're talking about skin tone. I'm not even talking about skin tone because being white
Okay, no.
has nothing to do with skin tone.
Go ahead with your question. No.
Okay, so you're non-white. So since you are
Yeah.
non-white, okay, so since you are non-white, as a non-white person, do you think you have more power than a white woman in the system of white supremacy?
Well, it depends on the overall. No, but I'd have to
Okay.
say it depends on the situation because I'll give you a
Okay.
little bit about my background, right? So I was in the
Okay.
military, so which is
Okay.
predominant is male dominated. So
True.
in that setting, I may have more power than a white woman.
Okay.
In a regular setting, a white woman may have more power than me, depending on the setting.
I see. So in the context of white supremacy, it encompasses everything on the planet.
But
So
here's the thing. I wasn't talking about white women specifically. I'm talking about,
no. You
so
talked about, you said man and
okay.
woman. You
One
said, hold on.
woman, yeah.
Okay. I was
So,
just trying to give you clarity.
period, right? So
Okay.
you have privilege over a black woman as being a black male. That's
Okay.
like, studies show that your income is going to be higher than a black woman. So in that context, you have more power than she does.
Okay. Question. Is there a chance for that black woman to make more money than you at any moment, at any time?
Exactly, but
No.
in
I'm just yes or no. Is there a,
yes,
you're making
but
more.
what I'm
Okay. So because hold on, one second. One second. And previously I had expressed and talked about authority and power. And I said, please do not mistake in authority with power. And what I said was that power is constant. It does not change. Authority changes. I may have authority over a black woman, but I do not have power because there's a chance in the context
All
that you're talking about that it will change, that she can make more money than me at any time. You know what power is? Power would be that I
right.
make money than that black woman, and no matter what she does, no matter at any time, no matter what she does, she'll never make more money than me, no matter what she tries. That would be power.
Do you equate a power with privilege? Is that what you're saying?
No, what I'm trying to tell you is that power is in place of the word privilege. But when you talk about power, it is talking about the things that is real that's not talked about when you say privilege. That's why I'm not using the word privilege. So as a victim of white supremacy, I have learned to use particular words. I have learned to redefine particular words, and I have learned to not use certain words at all because confusion. You and I are interacting, we're talking, and now here's some confusion that's come up. There's another piece I want to give that I didn't get a chance to kind of make a I was working my way to it, but when two non-white people communicate and talk, there is an extreme amount of anxiety and confusion before you and I even talk. Doesn't matter where they are at on any part of this planet Earth, when two non-white people communicate and talk about the system of white supremacy, there's going to be anxiety and there's going to be confusion. So I'm trying to communicate and interact with you, and also trying to create a definition, a foundation of words, so that we can minimize the confusion. And so,
okay.
I don't want you to think.
No. I'm not. You're entitled to your opinion.
I have not given my opinion. Everything that I'm saying is not my opinion. There's nothing that I have stated like I feel, I think. What I'm just giving. Based on logic and interaction.
Okay, so here's a statement I'm trying to get across. Here's the thing. This is what I'm trying to get across.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is that power, this power you speak of, is not exclusive to white people. I'm saying you as a heterosexual male have power over someone that's gay.
Okay.
That's not straight. You see what I'm saying? Because listen, society.
You're saying a lot of stuff. You're bringing a lot of concepts and ideas. You're confusing me a little bit, because now we went from power.
You're interrupting me. I interrupt you. Just let me speak.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, we as straight black men, we have power that other people don't have as well. It's not just exclusive to white people. So what I'm saying is, you as a heterosexual male has more power than someone that's not heterosexual, regardless of their race, because society's norms views a heterosexual male as, you know, the norm. So that's a power that you have inherently. You as a man have an inherent power that a woman doesn't have. See what I'm saying? Regardless of their race. So there may be certain situations where a white woman may accuse you in front of, you know, a judge and say, oh, the black man, you know, he raped me, and then the judge agrees with her. But what I'm saying is, you as a, just being a man, have power that women don't have. You being a heterosexual have power that a homosexual person doesn't have. So that power is not just exclusive to white men, white males. Like, we have powers that other people that don't have. If you look at I want to make the statement too. But that's not to, like, whatever. I feel that you may have felt some oppression before, or been oppressed by white supremacy. That's not to take away from that. Okay, see what I'm saying? I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm just pointing that out, that you have privileges as a black. I have privileges as a black man. We as light-skinned black men have privileges that dark-skinned black men don't.
Uh-oh.
And that's another topic. You know, we can spend hours on shit.
Okay. All right, so I have a question.
Go ahead. Yep.
Okay. Can you give me an example anywhere on the earth right now where there's a person who is not white that has power over a majority group of white people, and it affects their lives negatively, equal to any person who is not white that is controlled by white people?
In South Africa, there's African people in power, right? There's white people that live in the ghetto in South Africa. You ever see the movie White Man's Burden, where the roles are reversed and the white person is in poverty and the black person is the white person? In South Africa, right? Google this shit. There's white people being oppressed by blacks right now in South Africa. And I'm Jamaican, the Caribbean, okay? There's white people that don't have privileges that black, so there's different kinds of Jamaicans. There's black Jamaicans, there's white Jamaicans, there's Asian Jamaicans. There's white people.
Yeah, cool.
There's white people, light-skinned Jamaicans are discriminated against by darker Jamaicans or black Jamaicans. They can't get jobs because they're either coolie or they're white. Asian Cuban.
Right.
So
Right.
it's like what that's what I'm saying. We're giving them too much power. White people are only like 10% of the world's population, if that. You see what I'm saying? Like
All right, so
there is.
let me draw back. So before we go down to like another rabbit hole, you had given an example about South Africa. Right now, South Africa is owned and controlled all the mineral, diamonds, manufacturing, shipping, cargoing, transportation, economic development, banking, 95% are owned and controlled by the same white people in power before apartheid, right now.
That's South
And the
Africa.
experience
That's
in
part.
South Africa, now listen, let me explain. Let me explain. Right now, what you're giving an example of, which is part of white supremacy, is you're trying to find an equal experience of mistreatment of white
What
people,
exists though? There's
trying that exists.
white people live.
Yes, but I did not say, listen, I did not say, show me where there's white people suffering. I said, give me an example. I said, give me an example. I'll say it again. Give me an example where there's a non-white person in a position of power that affects.
Here's my main issue with the conversation. Like, so
Okay.
when two black men like talk, like we don't have to have an argumentative tone. Like I respect everything
Okay.
you're saying, and I'm not here to argue with you. I'm just or like saying, oh, he's one up on him, he's one up on you. And I feel that's a problem
That's what's happened.
we have as black men. Like we're in too much competition with each other when
Okay.
we should be trying to like when white people talk like this, unless they're kid like unless they're teenagers, they don't argue with each other. Like two grown white, like I'm 34, I'm sure you're in your mid-30s. They have a respect towards each other that we don't have. See what I'm saying? And in no way am I trying to like I agree with a lot of your points. And the only thing like I just respectfully disagree with is like this is the one thing that if you're saying that give me one instance where white people have power over black people,
No,
that's
I'll say it again. I'll say it again. I'll say it again. Please give me an example where there is a non-white person in a position of power that affects the lives of white people negatively.
okay. So I just want to say this. To make that statement is to assume that
Okay.
white people rule the world and they control every country,
It,
every continent in the world,
there we go.
and they're in
There
power.
we go. Yeah.
But that's
I
what
that was that has been the whole that has been the whole statement. That has been the whole statement.
it's kind
Yes.
of like not assuming that there aren't places where black people, Asian people, or people of like whatever descent aren't in power. So making that statement is assuming that. And
I'll say it up.
there are instances across the nation where there are black people in power. Like
Okay.
South Africa is controlled by Europeans, yes, but there are parts of Africa where Europeans aren't in control.
Which part?
There are parts of
The Congo?
Ghana,
Okay.
Ivory Coast, I don't know specifically, but there's parts in Africa that white people aren't in control of the government. That
Okay. All right.
and but
Could you? Okay. This is. Maybe just to kind of add, just to bring some clarity. When we're saying power, when I'm saying power, the examples that I'm using, could you positions of power don't change, okay? So perfect example, to understand what I'm talking about. Bill Gates. Has Bill Gates ever been not the CEO of Microsoft? No. Has okay now of all the presidents that have been in office in the United States while Bill Gates has been the CEO of Microsoft, Have any of them, could any of them make Bill Gates not be the CEO of Microsoft?
But
Yes or no? No. All I need is it says any of the presidents who've been president, would they have been the power or had the power to make Bill Gates no longer the CEO of Microsoft if they felt like it?
can't say that about Oprah too, like her company.
Oh no, time out.
Oprah owner.
You're jumping around. We're not jumping. We're not jumping. We'll get to that. Hold on. Just to say with this piece. So you know, there's no president that has been the leader of the executive branch of government in the United States while Bill Gates has been the CEO of Microsoft. Could they have ever made him not be the CEO of Microsoft? So now that we understand that, let's go to Africa that you're talking. When you're talking about governments, right? They are still may have black people in a position of authority. Again, remember where I was talking about the plantation with the slave overseer. But the person who owns and controls the businesses, the manufacturing, the shipping, the mining, the resources are still white people. So yes, in Ghana you'll have a president. Yes, in Ghana you'll have somebody in parliament that's black. But guess who in Ghana right now? Where's majority of petroleum and oil going to? Exxon. That's owned and controlled by white people and white shareholders. The diamonds, the gold that is coming out of that city. Now, is there anybody in the presidency or parliament of Ghana or Nigeria or the Congo? Could they change any of the CEOs who own over 80 to 90% of the resources coming out of their own country that they govern?
Yeah, but
No.
here's the thing though.
That's not, that's not, so no, again, hold on 1 second, let me finish. That is power versus authority. And so what I said beforehand, if you listen, there's a difference between, and I said this, please do not be confused between power and authority. And so when I'm talking about power and I'm expressing power and you're saying power, what you're doing is you're giving examples of authority. And I'm not, and I understand that. And I understand that.
But this power you
So
speak of, though,
go ahead.
like you're talking about the resources and stuff and all this, and like Africa being raped, those resources aren't necessarily just going to white people. They're going to China. They're going to people in high power in Africa as well. Like, it's not just going to
I'm not
Europeans.
saying who's going to, I'm not saying going to, I'm saying who's controlling it. So
Well,
who's at the head?
China's controlling most of it. India's controlling most of it.
Okay, so now what you're ultimately trying to say is these Chinese people and these Indian people are not white people.
I'm just saying
So,
that white people aren't the only one putting their hands in the pot. Black people are doing it too. Asians are, Indians are too. It's not just white people. So you can't just say
okay.
it's white people taking
So let
everything.
me.
A lot of these,
Okay.
a lot of the people in charge are from India, China, Russia,
Okay.
not just, there's people from Europe and the US too, but
No
we
problem.
contribute too as well because we're on our phones using probably shit that came from Africa to have this conversation. So
Okay.
we could be, co-conspirators. So
Okay. Let me preface also an understanding, and let me give an affirmative. In the system of white supremacy, right? All let me finish. Let me just say, let me give my affirmative. In the system of white supremacy, all those people who are not classified as white will be mistreated and subjugated. And all people under the system of white supremacy will ensure that happens. Now, let me give you an example. If you walk into a Chinese store, right? You say you go to the Chinaman spot, the Chinaman says, no, I don't want to give you service because you're black. And then he turns around and says, okay, so the Chinese man is not giving service to the black man because of the black man's skin color. The question is, how is that white supremacy? The premise is that anyone who is not white is to be mistreated. The persons who are doing the mistreatment is followed by everyone. So it doesn't matter whether it was a black man that was in the store who denies a black man service because of his skin. It doesn't matter if it's a Chinese man denying a black man the service because of his skin, or if it's a white man denying service to the black man because of the service of his skin. The constant was that there was a non-white person who's to be mistreated. And we all participate in the mistreatment of non-white people, whether we are Chinese, white, or black. So what you're doing, what you're saying is how we're participating. You're absolutely right. We are all part of the system of white supremacy.
So
even non-white people will mistreat other non-white people because in the system of white supremacy, non-white people are to be mistreated. And okay. So not only are white people going to do it, but non-white people are going to do it as well.
So let me,
did you catch that? Yeah, did you catch
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no. Okay. Like I said, I don't want to argue with you. Like I agree with a lot of what you're saying. So let me paraphrase that. So okay. If I have hatred towards a dark-skinned person or someone that looked like
okay.
that original
right.
white supremacy?
Yeah, absolutely, because the original hate and the original issue with dark skin started with white people towards non-white people. And then you exhibiting that same behavior is a reflection of experiencing white supremacy
so
yourself.
You're saying
you're
that,
absolutely correct.
You're saying that if I hate a dark-skinned person, it's I can contribute to white people or white supremacists.
No, you're not contributing. You're affected by it, and you're exhibiting the same behavior.
Well, as a social worker, that's what I do, right? I'm a social worker. So, like where I agree with you is I don't want to just disagree with you the whole time. Like, no, you're wrong. You're wrong.
No, I'd rather no. Be honest with you. I'd rather you disagree. No, I'd rather you disagree and ask some questions. It'd be better that you did.
Because cool, we're having a good discussion, right? This is fun, right?
Okay, right.
You got posters, right?
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay. So as just, well, not even as a social worker, so as someone that just critically thinks, so I feel that systemic issues, like this is where I agree with you, I feel that in the United States, there's systemic issues of people being mistreated. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought I hung up. Okay, people being mistreated in that. Like, for example, so the white slave master mistreated like the black African-American slave, and through generations, that systemic hate carried on throughout generations. But just what I'd like disagree is I feel that regardless of your race, it's not necessarily inherent, but it's a learned behavior to not like someone that's different from you. And just giving an example is, and going back to Africa, like how the Arabs treat or lighter skinned Africans treat darker skinned Africans. Like they didn't necessarily learn that through colonization, because they learned that from, this is my tribe. All the people look like me. I have to protect my tribe. Anyone that doesn't look like me is an invader. So in Africa right now, you have like crimes against humanity, against Arabic people, against dark-skinned people, and they treat them horribly. And they didn't necessarily learn that through colonization.
Okay.
It was more inherent and just tribal and survival, you know. So I feel that we can't we as Americans, like we just like me and you as black men, like we face discrimination every day. Let's be honest. Like we go into a store, people are scared of us, people are intimidated us. So it's just easy to point the finger. It's the white man. It's the white man. But
okay.
This happens in different contexts and different societies. Like in Asia, there are certain Asians that don't like other Asians. They don't have nothing to do with skin tone or whatever. We just don't like you because you're not us. Yeah. Another example. Same thing in European societies. A lot of the Turkish don't like the Germans. The Greeks or Romanians. They didn't necessarily learn that through colonization. They learn that through interaction with other people and, you know, granddad saying this, oh, the priests are assholes, don't fuck with them, and go on through generations. So every instance and aspect wasn't necessarily learned by European colonization. Like I said, they are only 10% of the world's population. You see what I'm saying? In our case, yes. I mean, a lot of that, like, that's where I agree with you. A lot of the hate, like, you go into an Asian store, like, when Asians come here, they're told, you gotta watch out for the blacks, stay still. And they're told that by, white Americans. But what I'm saying is every instance isn't a direct result of white supremacy or white colonization. There are
Okay.
other nations in the world that were colonized. Africa colonized fucking European countries. You know what I'm saying? The Russian colonized Europe. It's just at this point in time, this group of people is in charge. That may change. That may not be forever. You see what I'm saying? By 2050, white Americans are going to be a minority. I live in California. They're already a minority here. They're only 30% of the population. But
Man, you like you be going all. I'm trying to stay with you because you go like all over the place. Okay, let me try to like backtrack a little bit so I can try to get some again. Let me try to get some clarity what you're saying. You're absolutely correct that there are experiences that are happening that's reflective of tribalism that have been occurring before white supremacy, and in some regards, and some people who deal with the history of racism and things of that nature, they will take certain experiences and apply them. So yes, there are certain things that kind of laid the foundation that led to the worldwide mistreatment. So there are things that were happening, tribalism, royalism, it was tribalism, then royalism, then the issue kind of the mistreatment based upon being royal or not royal.
I want to say something. So, like, as far as history, I feel you're more like up on your history than I am, because I don't really study history. So I feel like the words used, tribalism,
Okay.
I'm not really up on
Would you
it.
describe?
But yeah.
Okay. No. I'm glad you said that, because then that means you have a question. And whenever you have a question or a word that I'm using or saying, please be like, stop. That word you just used, explain to me. But so the word tribalism is based upon people having issues that are not
Yeah, okay,
right.
good. I'll let you
Yeah.
finish.
So there have been experiences between people when we were interacting with each other based upon the mistreatment was tribalism. And then that happened. That's over thousands of years when we were hunter-gatherers. And then after that, in certain development of countries, then we had royalism. And royalism was based upon you either being royal or not royal, have and have
Like a
nots,
cat.
lords and tariffs, the lords and tariffs and things of that nature, right? Right. And then those experiences laid the foundation for the system of white supremacy to come up. Now, the system of white supremacy is worldwide, okay? And so from the perspective that I've come to understand and seeing it, that it is there is not one place on this planet. And I've traveled pretty much around the world. I spent some time overseas. I did semester abroad. I studied in at school, but I don't even talk about my education. It doesn't even matter because I learned from what institution, so it doesn't even matter. But anyway, I've traveled quite extensively and spent a lot of time in Africa. And so what I've come to understand and see is that white supremacy is a system that is worldwide. The issue and some of what the some of the confusion that allows white supremacy to maintain itself is that no one really has a finite time when it began. Because if we have a very pinpoint, concise time when it began, then we can understand what to associate to white supremacy and what not to associate to white supremacy. There's an African saying that says that which has a beginning has a what? An end. Right? Okay. There's more to the inscription. So the full inscription is that which has a beginning has an end, but that which has no beginning has no end. And what has happened by the white supremacists is that they've been able to create the concept and the idea of what racism, white supremacy is, and put it in the no beginning category.
Okay.
Because if white supremacy, let me finish. If racism, white supremacy does not have a beginning, it ultimately will not have no end. And so part of trying to eliminate the system of white supremacy and racism, I believe, now here's my opinion, I believe that we have to really understand when it started. And I mean to the T, to the day, where it was started, I need the day and exact. And from what I have experienced and from what I have studied, I have come up with a very specific day, time, and I even have the place where it started. And you can even Google it and you can even run it up. Now, there are certain qualifications that it would need for it to be like, okay, this is white supremacy. One of the key part is world, because white supremacy is world. That means that it has to have an encompassing world experience, meaning the day that it started, did that reverberation affect the world? So perfect example, when some scholars, they'll look and say Alexander the Great and the Greeks were white, was the beginning of white supremacy, because they went into Africa, they went into Persia, and they were incorporating. And I said, and I would tell them, no, that's not white supremacy. And they're like, why is that not white supremacy? Because white supremacy is worldwide. When Alexander the Great was conquering the Persians, what was that? Did that have any effect on the people in Japan? No. Did that have any effect on the Native Americans in America? No. Okay, that's not white supremacy. So what happens is there have been experiences and actions that have happened in history that we can associate to white people. We can associate tribalism, but it did not have an effect on the world. The tribalism that you talk about, saying that the Turks and the Germans, okay, that goes all the way back to the Ottoman Empire against the Goths and the Visigoths, right? And the Vandals. So did that affect South Americans? Did that affect the Mayans? Absolutely not. So what we're saying is, when white supremacy is happening, it affects everyone on the planet, right? So when white supremacy is being done, what you use the example, the Chinaman will treat the black man wrong. You know what I'm saying? Everybody will do that. And no matter where you go, you will get that. And so as it relates to white supremacy and what's happening now in the context of reality right now, yes, everything is falling encompassing to that. You know why? Because there's not one issue that'll ever get solved. And I'm saying this. There's not one issue that'll ever get solved if you do not solve the race problem first.
Okay.
So that means pollution. So that means pollution, right? So you're like, what does pollution have to do with white supremacy? Because white people in power that have the power enough to subjugate and mistreat a human being will have no problem mistreating Mother Nature.
Okay.
They have the power. They have a power enough to destroy and hurt another human being, they'll have no problem destroying and hurting Mother Nature. Because you'll see that the main problem is
that white people are the only one that cause pollution. And the India and China, have a lot to do with that.
Okay, so check this out.
I want to get you off course, but keep going.
No.
I want you to keep going, because I got several questions. Go, but keep going. I don't want to get you off course. No.
Okay, no problem. No, as you part, absolutely 100% is part of that, because the practices and technological advances and the business practices is of white
people. But that's assuming that every technical advance came from white people. The Chinese and Africans invented a lot of stuff out
there. I'll say it again. All the technological advancement of business practices. Okay, so let me say that. I'll say it slower. All the technological business practices of business practices.
Okay, technical advancements of business practices. Okay, so I really can't comment on that, because I don't really, like I said, I don't know too much about policy. I'd have to research that and get back on that. But
what I'm saying is how they do business, policy. How their companies do business.
Okay.
How their companies do business? They're not doing it. They do business based upon the white American multinational corporation model.
But where I'd argue that is, like in the United States, they tried to put regulations on like greenhouse gases. The Chinese and the Indians don't. We do, like here in California, you have to pay 10 cents for a bag to protect the environment. They have gotten rid of coal in the state of California, like, and not just California, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico. They have solar panels, like they're making advances for clean energy. And you can
That's not dismissing that.
you can argue that white people are doing that too. But I got several questions. But
Okay, go ahead. Okay,
do
go
you
ahead. Go
want to
ahead.
say anything more? Because I got several questions.
No. Well,
Wow.
how about this? When you ask your question, just let me answer it fully.
Damn, I lost my train of thought. What was I gonna say?
Okay.
Shit. Okay. Look, give me a second. I want to think.
Question.
So,
No problem. Take.
my shit. I was gonna ask you something important, but I remember the second question. The second
Okay.
question. So I don't. Well, I want to make a statement first. So, like I said, I'm not sure on like factual history. I don't really. I'm not like a historian type of person, so I don't really study history. So I can't really argue that. But I was gonna ask you something, but I remember the other question I was gonna ask you. And that is, so you feel strong about white supremacy. Do you transfer that to hatred towards white people? If so, does that affect your beliefs on white supremacy?
All right.
You have personal hatred.
I don't. Okay. I'll wait till you're done.
No, no,
Is
good.
that it?
That's it.
Okay. All right. First part. I don't feel strongly about white supremacy. I'll preface this again. I do not have any emotions or feelings towards white supremacy, racism. Okay. So I don't hate it. And I don't like it either. I have zero emotion. I am completely across the line at zero. So I don't hate it and I don't like it.
What was that?
Secondly, so
What
okay, stop.
I was asking was, so you're strong, like, so you say you traveled like the world and you've seen the effects of white colonization. So what I was asking was,
No. White supremacy, not white colonization.
white supremacy. So do you transfer that to hatred towards white people individually?
No, I don't have any hatred towards any white person, nor am I a proponent for violence towards any white person. And in fact, I am extremely courteous and I am extremely respectful to every single white person that I come in contact with. But what I do not have is trust
So
towards any white
you don't
person that I
trust white
meet.
people. Okay.
I don't, no. I'll say it again. I do not trust any white person I come in contact with. I don't, me say I don't trust white people. I don't know all white people. So every word that I'm, let me say this. Every word that I'm saying, because you keep applying certain words that I have never said. And I want to let you know that it's taken me quite some time to be very concise and specific with the words that I'm using. And I am not inferring anything. That's why I'm using very simple words. So if I say white supremacy, I'm not meaning white colonization. And so there's been quite a few times where you're applying certain words and phrases that I have never said. And so every word, I'll say it slower, every single word I use is
I'm
very
not misinterpreting
specific.
anything. I'm just using my interpretation of the word because I interpret
Okay.
white supremacy with colonization. So I'm not just saying you said colonization. That's just how I interpret the word.
Okay, because it all right, because you're going by
It may come off that way, but that's how I
right.
that's
Okay, well, let me
that's just
just
how I interpret it. I'm not saying that that's what
okay.
you said. That's how I interpret the
Right.
word.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So again, as it relates to hatred, no, I don't even have any feelings towards it. No, I don't hate white people at all. Nor do I like have ill will feelings towards them. The only thing. As it relates to interaction, as it relates to like interpersonal relationship, I don't trust them. Now, there are white people that I do trust. There are white people that I do love, but that is a case by case situation. So, okay, is that's you don't want me to
That's
answer
what
no more?
No. Go. Just,
So there is a case by case situation. I do not know all white people, nor have I met all white people. But the white people that I have come in contact with, there are some that I trust and there are some that I don't. But moving forward, it is prudent and it is logical for me to not trust any white person that I come in contact with.
What is that?
But this is the thing. Because of the, okay, excellent question. Because of the recorded and well-documented history that white people have had when interacting with anyone who is not classified as white. White people have created my schools. White people have created my history books. And majority of the time when I was in history class, it was by white teachers. White people told me exactly what they did when they first met the Aboriginals in Australia. White people taught me exactly what they did to the indigenous people when they first met them in North and South America. White people taught me exactly what they did when they met Africans in Africa. White people have even taught me what they did to other white people who didn't even share the same religion as them. So, as a victim of white supremacy, and as learning from white people themselves, it is prudent for me when I first meet a white person that I do not know, I do not need to give them my trust. They can earn it. They are more than welcome to earn it. But right off the bat, a white person smiling at me, a white person bearing gifts, does not warrant them to have my trust. If I was walking down the street and I saw a white person hanging off a cliff, holding by one hand, I'm going to reach down and grab that and help him up off the cliff. That does not require my trust to help them.
Okay.
That does not require my trust. My trust is not needed for me to be courteous. My trust is not needed for me to be respectful. And my trust is not needed for me to be kind.
Okay.
I'm all of that, and I do all of that based on me. Go ahead.
So my thing is this, so I feel that
There's more questions? There's no questions.
no, there's more questions. I'm
You got
just gonna
me.
make a statement and then you can respond.
Okay.
So my thing is this, so you're educated, right? I assume you sound educated, you sound smart,
No.
and
No, I'm not. No, if I was smart, I wouldn't be in a system of white supremacy. So no.
okay, so you're educated. Okay, so
No.
I feel that when, okay, if you're doing research, okay, you have to remove, and you're looking at certain things, you have to remove personal bias from that. And it sounds to me that you have like a lot of personal biases towards white people, saying, I don't trust them this, I don't trust them that. And you and I both know that regardless of color, a black person can do you just as well as a white person. So,
Man, matter of fact, hold on. Hold on. I expect a black person
yeah.
to mistreat me,
Oh,
and I no no.
supremacy.
I expect. Hold on. Let me say this. In the system of white supremacy,
White supremacy.
I expect a white person to mistreat me, and in the system of white supremacy, I am not surprised if a non-white person mistreat me as well.
So I just have a different perspective than you do, just from being in the military, which you may argue is a system of white supremacy. But what I found is, if you're in a war zone, okay, you don't give a shit what color the person is next to you. And what you're gonna find is that white person that you didn't trust, you're gonna trust him the most, that more than anybody. He's gonna be your buddy from Alabama is gonna have your back more than dude from the Bronx. That's how it is. And they tell you that. So they tell, remove race from the situation because it's not gonna help you here. In order to do things as a team, in order to progress, you have to work with people and trust people regardless of their race. In order to progress in a professional world, you have to trust people regardless of race.
Let me say something to what you're saying. You're absolutely 100% correct. And listen to everything I'm about to say. I would not indict an entire race of white people because of the racist actions of a few. At the same time, I would not think positively about the entire race of white people because of the non-racist actions of a few white people as well.
I see
So
this.
just as much as I'm, so let me finish. Let me finish what I'm saying. So I did say, yes, there are white people, by case by case situation that I do love and trust in and right. But because I love and trust those particular white folks does not mean like, you know what? Maybe all of them are not so bad. That is not intelligent, nor is that even logical.
Intelligent.
So, huh?
Isn't not intelligent.
Because for me to think that all white people are okay because of the few white people that are cool that are in my immediate circle is just as equal as it, hold on, it's just as equal as me thinking that all white people are not okay because of the few that I interact are not cool. So just as equal, it's balanced. Just as, so I think you might, what would you say?
You can say that about any race. Like you can say,
No,
"Oh, I'm not gonna trust all black people because there's a few black people that are cool." You can say that. I would look at it as it. I don't judge. Like when I see people, I don't judge them how I'm gonna treat them based on what race they are. I judge them by their character.
okay. Now that I know, now this is now I know you didn't listen to the first couple episodes because I expressed and talked about this. The content of somebody's character. Can you judge someone's character within the first 15 seconds that you meet them?
I can. You can
Okay,
judge
so
someone like
okay.
a person if you don't by the first minute.
Okay. I'm gonna be completely honest with you. Me personally, I cannot judge someone's character based upon the first 15 seconds when I meet them
Judge them by
because the content.
the
No,
Okay.
no, 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 no. I'm not judging at all. I'm just saying that when it comes to the content of somebody's character, the first 15 seconds is not long enough for me to adequately understand what their character is made up of. We have not experienced anything of hardship. We have not gone through anything. I don't know any of that just by saying, hello, hi, my name is Paul. So what I'm trying to say is the content of somebody's character does need time. And as I said before, it is a case by case situation. So what am I saying when I say it's a case by case? That means that if I meet a white person, I am extremely courteous. I am not negative. I do not speak negatively. I do not curse at them. I do not use derogatory terms. I'm not disrespectful. So I'm not any of that. Of all the white people, if you're going to interact and say, like, man, Austin is absolutely 100% respectful. He does not talk negative. He does not do anything. He doesn't do any of that. And then if you ask them, if they interact, well, does he trust you? I don't know. I never asked them. And if they ask me, or some of them will say, yeah, I asked. No, he doesn't trust me, but he doesn't disrespect me. And it's cool. He has no reason to trust me because we haven't really done any. The white people that I interact with, that are beyond, they understand and they know. And they're like, yo, I respect that you didn't trust me right off the bat.
I got a question.
I respect that.
I hear
Okay.
what you're saying. Okay. So my question is, what is the difference between someone who doesn't like blacks? Like if someone didn't like black people, they would say they're white. They would say the exact same things you're saying. So what's the difference between what you're saying and that what a person that doesn't like black people, regardless of race, said the same thing?
Okay, if a white person is saying that they don't trust black folks because of the history of black folk mistreating white people, I would have to ask them, can you please give an example where black folk unanimously, every single time they have come in contact with white people, they have mistreated or subjugated them?
Ask you this, so have you had experiences, personal experience, bad experiences of white people where you've been mistreated?
Every day that I wake up
Okay. Let
and
me
I have to get up,
question.
catch, you can let me, oh, don't answer. Okay. All right.
I'm trying to cut you off, brother. So the other question is, I ask you where you don't gotta say what street, what neighborhood, but what city do you live in? That's my next question.
Oh, no. I live in Western Pennsylvania.
Okay, so I lived in Pennsylvania too, and I had a lot of the feelings you had when I lived there, because I'm familiar with Western Pennsylvania. I live in Central Pennsylvania, and that area is very racist. And if you would have caught me 5 years ago, I would have been agreeing with you and saying the same shit you did, because you face discrimination on a daily basis there. on like not a daily basis, but like every hour. So I feel where you're coming from. But as I traveled to different states and left the country, I found that the white people in other places, or the people in general, aren't like that. You see what I'm saying? And I feel that it's important to not project the hatred that, or return the hatred that's given to you to other people. You see what I'm saying?
Have I during our conversation used any hateful words?
Yeah, well, you say I don't trust white people. I gotta get
Time out. No, stop. No, stop. No, stop. Is saying I don't trust somebody, is that a hateful
That's
statement?
very hateful, because you're being, that's a prejudiced statement, because you're
First of all,
and,
would it indict not trusting somebody? Now we can get to the crux
based
of
on
it. That's good.
not trusting someone based on their race. That's
No, I'm not trusting. Okay, so now we're gonna have to backtrack. There is only one race in existence, and that is the white race.
not
Okay?
this
Every
racist.
oh, I'm just
Want,
okay. Let me finish. Can I finish?
yeah, am I interrupting you?
Okay, all right. So there's only one race in existence, and that is the white race. Everyone else is non-white. Why is there only one race in existence, and the one race that is in existence is the white race? Because the concept of racial classification is a construct, it's not real. It was created. And when it was created by white people, specifically white men. Now, when they created the racial classification, did they have an African from Africa, and they had a Chinaman from China, and they got a Peloponnesian from the Pacific Ring, and they went and got an Eskimo, and they sat them in a meeting, they sat them in a room and said, okay, what are you going to call yourselves? What are you going to call yourselves? And what are you going to call yourselves? No. The only people who were there, who designed and created the racial classification, were white people. Nobody else on the planet was there to help assist and create the racial classification. So, because of that fact, white people were the only ones there creating it. White people are the only ones there that can hold it. And so I ask you, and I expound, white people are the only race in existence. Now, if you say that that's not true, you have to please give me an example or prove to me how black people are a race.
So my, what I'm, what, how you're talking, you're talking about white people like they're a homogenous race. Like there's different kinds of white people. There's Irish, there's Italians, there's Anglo-Saxons, there's Russians.
Now,
They're
let me tell you something.
not. So
Let me tell you something. All of that, all those terms, what you're talking about, have been again created to create confusion.
no. Though, so the history of America, the Irish came here and the Italians came here and the Anglo-Saxons came here. So what they did was,
I'm talking about before they came here, they created the racial classification
was created
of
classification
before they, hold up, could
United States.
racial no no racial classification was created by Dr. Blumenbach and Fordy Johansen.
Wasn't popular, become popular in the United States, because Irish and Italians were discriminated against by the Anglo-Saxons. So it wasn't until
Right.
the Africans were freed that they integrated into the one white race.
Okay, so what I'm trying to express to you, before that happened, they had created a racial classification. And under that racial classification, they had put all those Arab, Northern Africans, Eastern Europeans, and all, they all said they're all white. Right now, Arabs are classified as white. But the issue that we're having, and what's going to be like, how are they white, is that they don't have whiteness. And whiteness is something that's completely different. Whiteness is something that has been literally created. Dictionaries have been created, laws behind whiteness and what whiteness means, and has not that was not applied to the racial classification of being white. Perfect example. I'll let you break this down. Who are white people? Right? There's two parts that makes you a white person. You see yourself and find yourself as white, and other white people classify and see you and accept you as white. Now, there are people who are classified as white or seen as white, but do not see themselves as white. Then there are white people who see themselves as white, but they are not classified and they're not seen as white by white people.
But there's also black that wouldn't consider me white or me or you black.
Okay, so what I'm gonna let you know right now, as if you can find a white person, if you can how about this? If any of your white family members that and say, and you can ask them, do you consider me white? Yes or no? Can I be white? Will you accept me as white? Can I have the privilege? The word you use, can I have privilege as a white person? Can I be accepted as a white person? Will you treat me as a white person? The question, you already know, if you would ask any of your family members who are white, they would look at you and be like, no, I can't do that.
But you're assuming that. I have great grandparents that don't see color. They see me as human. They don't know.
That I'm gonna let you know, as a victim of white supremacy, that is the strongest disservice a white person can do to a person who is non-white. If a white person in the system of white supremacy looks at another human being and do not see color, they are ultimately letting you know that they are going to mistreat you.
Some people don't see color. Some people just see love. It's like some people are like, look, when I'm on the street, I don't say there's a black person. There's a white person. There's an Asian person. I see that's a person. That's a person. You see what I'm saying? I don't do that.
I don't need to say either they're white or not white. See, that's what I'm saying. Remember when we first started, all that extra stuff is confusing. Either you're white or you're not white. That's it.
But that's your perspective. You're hung up on this. Not everyone is. See what I'm saying? And what's going to happen is it's going to hold you back.
Every single white person that's going to hear this, and every single white person that you can even talk to, if you have a conversation with them and ask them, they're going to tell you, yes, I know who's not white and who's white. Don't tell me who's black. Don't tell me who's mixed. Don't tell me who's Asian. Just ask, can you tell if somebody is white or not white? That's it. And the white person is going to look at you. Listen, because the only people who are not confused in this conversation are white people. That's the first thing.
But what matters is, what decision do they make when they come to that conclusion? Yeah, he's dark. Who cares?
Come on. You're throwing words again that did not say. It's either you're white or not white. And any white person that you talk to, including your family, if you ask them, can you tell who's white and not white? I'm not asking, can you tell who's white and who's African, who's white and who's Chinese? I'm asking you, if you look at a person, can you tell whether they're white or not?
But what's the conclusion they make after they make that decision?
It doesn't. Listen. The conclusion is those who are not white will be mistreated unconsciously or consciously through direct or indirect actions. I've already said this in the past. If you listened, I said the definition of white supremacy. Right? Definition of white supremacy. What is the victim? What is the step for the victim? I've already stated this beforehand.
What you're saying is that because you're black, a white person.
No, I'm not black. I'm non-white.
This is my interpretation. Because you're non-white.
Yes.
They're automatically going to mistreat you. That's not true.
First of all, because I'm non-white and the system of white supremacy is in existence, I will be mistreated. Let me finish. Time out. Because what you're doing is you're associating. Time out. Stop 1 second.
I'm gonna stop because you.
No, stop. 1 second. Stop 1 second. Again, you are applying words, and you said, I'm just interpreting like that. I don't need you to interpret anything. Now that I understand what you're saying, I'm being very clear. You don't have to reinterpret anything that I'm telling you, because if you reinterpret anything that I'm telling you, you're going to be confused. I'm letting you know, and I'll say this again. A white person will mistreat you consciously or unconsciously, directly or indirectly.
Bullshit.
So if a white person, I understand that. So what I'm letting you know is there are actions that are unconsciously done by white people, and they do it indirectly to mistreat you. That means that, listen, I love James. James is my man. I would never mistreat him. I love him, right? But they will do some things. and get out of your emotions and get out of your feelings. Like, yo, dog, you know, you just, that wasn't cool. Oh man, come on, you know how I am, man. You know I love you though, right? And it happens. This is known as racial microaggression. Like, okay. There's a few words. So the word racial microaggression. So stop 1 second, because there's gonna be people listening, and and I need them to understand. So this is known as racial. This is known as racial microaggression. Racial microaggression are actions done by white people that are racist, that are mistreating, that are subjugating, and they're not conscious of it. And more than times than not, the person who's receiving the racial microaggression is not aware of it either. And it's known as the death of a thousand cuts. It's a little thing. Like, oh, it was just a little thing. But because you experience racial microaggression from all white people, you're getting hit with it multiple times.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. That's not exclusive to white people. You could have racial microaggressions toward you being African American. You can have that towards white people.
Counter race theory was created by Dr. Bell. There's no one in the position of white people. There's no one in the position of power as white people to racially microaggress anybody else. White people are the only ones that are in power. That is okay. So, nothing wrong with that. There's no problem. Listen. There's an issue that white people are in power, but white people being in power and knowing that they're in power is like, there's nothing wrong with understanding that. And okay, that's what it is. But
we're 5 black friends and James is there. You're not capable of committing counter microaggressions against him.
Okay, say that again. I couldn't hear. Say it again.
So if you're with 5 black friends and your white friend James is there, you're not capable of discriminating against him. Only he's capable of discriminating against you. That's what you're saying.
Okay. All right. You're throwing the word discriminate. Okay. So if a white person is in a room. Let me say
words, right?
I never used the word discriminate. I said mistreat and subjugate. I didn't say discriminate.
Here's the thing. You're self-conscious of certain words, okay? And that's what you're doing. It's discrimination. But you gotta
When you say discriminate, define the word discriminate. No, define it for me, please.
That you can, James could discriminate against you. But you can't discriminate against him or have microaggression.
Can you please define discrimination towards me?
And I'm just saying, answer the question.
Time out. I can't answer the question because I don't understand when you say discriminate. I don't understand what you're saying. So please, can you define the word discriminate first?
You're saying that James Kidd have microaggressions against you, but because you're black, you're incapable of having microaggressions against him.
Okay, first of all, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, can you please define discrimination or discriminate? Can you?
I have to define. You know what it means. I don't need to tell you.
No, talk about. What I know it to mean. You're not using it how I understand it. So I'm just asking you how you're using it. Please tell me exactly what you mean.
How you want to use it, and you're getting upset.
No, I'm not getting upset. I'm not getting upset.
Doesn't mean that because I'm not doing what you want to do. I'm paraphrasing the question. No, time out. That's what I said. I'm paraphrasing the question. I said that James is capable of discriminating against you, and you're not capable of discriminating against him. And that's the whole premise of this conversation. You're saying that white people have so much power because you're empowering them so much that we're incapable of discrimination and hatred ourselves, which you obviously have hatred and issues that you need to deal with.
Time out. First of all, I have not expressed or said any hatred or negative towards any white person.
Same thing when he talks shit about Muslims and all that. Donald Trump says the same thing.
So now I'm Donald Trump.
I'm not saying you're Donald Trump. I'm saying that someone who's prejudiced and has personal biases doesn't see nothing wrong with what they're saying. And there's plenty of instances in this conversation where you talk about
James, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. The way you're breathing right now and the anxiety that you're expressing right now is the exact
I'm talking because
I can hear how you're talking and how you're breathing. There's some anxiety. So let me say
what?
when we first started talking, I said when two non-white people talk about white supremacy, two things are going to occur: anxiety and confusion. And so what I'm but I'm also trying to also express that the confusion and this anxiety is not of our own. I admit that I'm confused. I've said that beforehand. I know that I'm confused, and I know that I have anxiety myself, but I do know that my anxiety and my confusion is not my fault, is no fault of my own. I did not create this confusion, and I did not create this anxiety. And this anxiety that you and I are experiencing in this conversation is not of our own making.
It's the white man's fault.
No, it's not a, no. It's not the white man's fault. It is the system of white supremacy that has been that we grew up in, that we were raised in, that we lived in, that we learned in, that we ate food in, that we had families in, that we had girlfriends in, that we paid bills in. Like, this entire system has created that.
If
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
bad day, do you blame me?
If they exist, if white supremacy, time out. If the system of white supremacy, let me finish. If the system of white supremacy is in existence, that day was not as good as it should have been.
So I'll be honest with you. When I hit you up about the
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
podcast, when I hit you up about the podcast,
Okay.
I need to have a constructive conversation. What I have feel like, dick waving content. Right, I'm right. Shit. Feel that I didn't come in this conversation.
Are you walking? Are you walking or moving? Because I can't, like, it keeps on coming in and out. I can't hear anything you're saying.
So, but I'm leaving the conversation defensive, and I feel that whenever two black men have like a conversation. It's like a competition. I'm saying, like, in no way am I trying to take over your podcast. None of that. You know what I'm saying? I thought you were intelligent, and I felt that we were constructive conversation, being offensive.
Okay. I will say if you were offended by anything that I said, I'm gonna let you know. I want to apologize about that. But I am not
saying or opinion, not facts. Like, okay. There's no facts.
There's no facts. There's I haven't stated any facts during this entire conversation.
See the facts, but it's a lot of opinion. It's
a lot
like
of
I feel
what?
it's a lot of opinion. Like a lot of it's like personal bias how you feel about white people. And like I said, I understand where you're coming from. Like I grew up like Pennsylvania.
I didn't grow up in Pennsylvania. That's where I'm located. But I'm gonna say this: there's nowhere on the planet, I could be smack dab in the middle of the Congo, and I would be having this same conversation. There's nowhere on the planet that you can go where you will not be affected by white supremacy, and white supremacy is not in power or in control. You can be in the middle of China, where there's no white people for thousands of miles in either direction. And you will still be dealing with white supremacy racism in the middle of China.
So at the end of the day, I feel like I'm not going to change your opinion. And you may not change my opinion. So you want to just do like some close. My phone's about to die.
No, please, please, please. I appreciate you calling in here. Go ahead. You do your closing. Go ahead.
You want to go first? I'm trying to get the last word.
No. You got. I'm not going to say nothing else. You can have the last word. I'm not going to say nothing else.
Yeah. So, I feel that in society that we're going away from, it's now rich and poor.
Rich and poor.
I live in an area. To everything. So.
Everything. So.
Black ghetto tier, Hispanic ghettos here. Everybody living in poverty. And the rich the rich, or the happy, and the poor not. So we have to get away from not white people are the only white people are the only capable of discriminating against others. Discriminating against others. Race anymore. It's about money. It's about money. I guarantee you, if you have money, if you have money, I'm saying, white person would still be poor. China would be poor. Would be poor. It's about class. I'm saying. Not racism doesn't exist, but we're leaning away from society where that people with money are taking over, and black, white, green, we all got to stick together. That's all I got to say. Hello?
All right. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And please stay tuned. And whenever you'd like to call back in, man, we can do this again.
Oh, you want to do part two?
Yeah, man, no problem. Yeah, I think it would be extremely beneficial if we both sit back and listen to this recording, and then come back for part two.
Are you gonna post it?
Yeah, I'm gonna post it. I'm not even gonna touch it. I'm not even gonna edit it. I'm gonna post it as is.
Something wrong? I said that black men make more money than black women. That's not true.
Okay.
So that black women have higher income than black men. So that's a wrong.
All right. Yeah. But, so we're definitely gonna go ahead and listen to this, and then come back and hopefully listen to it like really, you know, a couple times, and then we'll come back. We'll do that and do a part two. Okay.
Okay. Definitely. Hey, I want to do a list. There's a list of the most successful African American communities in America. I'd like to talk about that next time.
Okay. Well, okay. We'll see how that. Okay. Well, all right. No problem.
All right, bro. Peace.
All right. Peace.